Adam O, and this is the Adam O Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. Woohoo! Yeah. This is our first podcast ever. I'm Adam O, and I play Adam O in The Breakfast Show. And we're at Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. That's skidrowstudios.com. And we really owe the CEO of Skid Row Studios, Jeremy Hansen, a big thank you for having us here today.
Thanks a lot, Adam O. Thanks for being here.
Well, the reason we're doing this podcast, and I'm doing this podcast to Adam O, is because I think it's time to reach the boys and girls across America and to really tap their imaginations into something magical, far and near. And, you know, sometimes we do shows for 100 people, sometimes we do shows for 3 people. But I guarantee tomorrow it's going to be like Christmas, and we're going to do shows for 6 people. Woo! That's the mission of this podcast. And before we take it away, I want to do you folks a favor, driving to Big Bear, Vegas, Ohio, on the road, the windy desert. This is the Adam O chant. 1, 2, 3, 4. Adam O! Okay, let's try that again. Okay, boys and girls, when I say Adam O, you repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Adam O!
Adam O!
Adam O!
Adam O!
Let it rain!
Let it
snow!
Let it snow!
Here we go!
Here we go!
Start the show!
Start the show!
Take a bite!
Take a bite!
Make it right!
Make it right!
Spaghetti O!
Spaghetti O!
No, no, no!
No, no, no!
Wait till lunch!
Wait till lunch!
Crunch, crunch, crunch!
Crunch, crunch, crunch!
My cereal punch!
My cereal punch!
Adam O!
Adam O!
Breakfast show!
Breakfast show!
All right, well, that sounded great. Well, you're listening to the Adam O Podcast, and I would like to talk about my outfit. See, I'm a very eccentric dresser. I'm wearing a green coat with alligator stripes, a bow tie that's black and white, that's checkered, shoes that no girl's gonna ever look at, and socks. They're so tight around my ankles. I make the older women blush. It's kind of one of the reasons I do the show, is to attract the older women, the moms, the kids. But no, that's not really it. The real reason of this show is to have fun and to really tap your imagination into being a kid again and to smile. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's take it away to my sidekick, the one and only, the legendary, Uncle Chickster.
Yes! Yes! Living in a cereal factory, it's not what you know, but who you know. And I'm very fortunate to know Adam O, who starts the show. I'm his sidekick, and I do a little shtick. Adam O of The Breakfast Show is, well, one of Hollywood's favorite picks. Yes, my name is Uncle Chickster, and I'm a big insister. Just wait till you see Adam O's big sister. Of course, you will see a horse coming from the blue sky with wings. The one and only Inky the Centaur. Whoa, nay! What do you want, cereal or hay? Yes, folks, I have a hunch. And little behold, it's David Lunch. Munch, munch, munch. He prefers lunch instead of breakfast. And Bingo the Milkman is from afar. Why, yes, he will gather up a cow and he'll put milk in a jar. And we can't forget about our Chef Kazooie. He makes cereal and... not chop suey. Yes. Yes, Uncle Chickster used to call his little nephew Gooey. And she's not a rebel, but I'm talking about pebbles. And sometimes for a filler, Adam O introduces T.J. Miller. And I know he can't be a waitin', but Adam O introduces Josh Fadem. Yes, I love The Breakfast Show. And it's so nice of you to have me on this wonderful show, Adam O.
Yeah, Uncle Chickster.
Thank you.
Uncle Chicksy, you
thank
know,
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here and being my sidekick here at the Adamo Podcast. Now, Uncle Chickster, you're a professional. You have a voice of a champion.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. What do you have for breakfast this morning, Uncle Chickster?
I had failing oats. Well, they weren't smart enough to do anything. They didn't snap, crackle, pop. They just laid there. They were failing.
And how did you come up with that crazy face you always wear on stage that you're wearing right now? The white makeup, look almost like a clown with the red. You have red hair.
Well, you see, Adamo, I saw Night of the Living Dead, and that gave me a lot of enthusiasm.
Chickster, this is a kid show.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Adamo. I am so sorry.
All right. Well, Chickster is a legendary serial mascot, and he's AKA Chick Crispin, the legend. And Chick Crispin invented the polka crunch pose, all right? And would you like to demonstrate a pose for us today, Chickster?
Well,
you can't see us, but try.
Well, you know, I put up my hands. I look like Chick Crispin. Come on, put up your hands. What do you say? Right hook, left hook, left jab. Come on, in the belly, make some jelly. Come on, let's make hay.
Well, thanks to Chickster, I now know how to do that.
Come on!
I now know how to do the painted kangaroo mascot pose. The painted kangaroo mascot pose, boys and girls, if you're listening to this out there, it's a pose where you put your hands up in the air and you open your mouth wide, you stick out your tongue, and you speak like Chickster, and you're a mascot cereal pose box man like the Captain Crunch or Tony the Tiger. Come on, put up your dukes. Now I want every boys and girls, if you're driving in the car or wherever you are, I want you to strike a mascot pose of your own right now. Cereal mascot pose. I'm a cereal mascot. I've been in the Adamo Cereal Factory for years now, and I'm trying to escape into the real world because I can't get out of here. They book me for all these shoots every day, and it gets tiring, boys and girls. So guess what? That's why I'm doing this podcast, so I could speak to the world about how I really feel as a cereal mascot. Well, boys and girls, we're going to take a little commercial break right here, and we're going to tell you more about The Breakfast Show and the Adamo Podcast.
Well, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Why, it's so silly. You know, folks, if you're not true to your teeth, why, they'll be false to you. You must repent and get Adamo Dent today. It's not for your fender, but for your teeth, for your radiant smile. You see, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. when you're laughing, oh, the sun can't help shining too. But when you're crying, come on, somebody throw in the towel. You bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Adamo, would you be happy again? Keep on smiling, because when you're smiling, you see, Adamo, the whole world smiles with you. Not me, but you. Oh, this is the silliest thing I've ever done.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was our sponsor, Dental Floss Whitening, presented by not Uncle Chickster, but a guy that's very close to Uncle Chickster, boys and girls. Oh, man, I'm getting hungry here, man. I'm really hungry. See, all I have is a cereal diet, and that diet, it gets old after a while. But the only guy who could flavor that up is the one and only 8 milligrams a serving per iron. Our very own Iron Chef, Chef Kazooie.
Hello, everybody. This is Kazooie.
Kazooie, man, what are you on today?
Well, I'm kind of on something, but I'm drinking some Blue Ribbon beer provided. Oh, sorry. This is a kid's show. So, anyways, that's a joke.
Chef Kazooie, you're the finest cereal chef in the world. You're welcome. Do you mind making me a bowl of cereal right now?
Of course. I can show you how to make a cereal bowl. Well, you kind of grab the cereal bowl, kind of things. You wet it like a bowl, squeeze it, and then you know.
What do you mean you wet it like a bowl?
Well, that's why it's called a cereal bowl.
That's really weird, Chef Kazooie.
Well, this is kind of description because gourmet food is kind of sexual way you talk
okay,
about
sorry. Yeah, boys and girls, this is Chef Kazooie. We found him at a... where did we find you?
A Little Tokyo, somewhere alley in the back street.
Found a Little Tokyo in an alley in the back street. See, he's our 14th chef of season one, but might just be the best chef we've ever had. And he's a real good cereal chef. He makes cereal look like gold.
Gold?
Gold.
Gold bowls.
And Chef Kazooie, so tell me about yourself. You're from Japan.
I'm originally from Japan.
Wow.
As you know.
It's cool. How's Japan?
Well, it's all swiped away, so I don't know. Well, I'm telling the truth, right?
why is it swiped away? What happened?
Well, kind of long story. You know.
Well, I give my regards to Chef Kazooie, because mm-hmm. he's a mysterious man. Have you ever worked as a cereal chef before, or is this the first time?
Well, I've been working on the cereal like a long time, but I'm trying to figure out how to make a cereal bowl the best way. So
he's an eccentric chef, boys and girls. Oh, man. So tell us, what's a day in the life of Chef Kazooie? I mean, Uncle Schickster, you know, he's a mascot, and he's just about ready to be...
No, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, Chef Kazooie's boogers are fantastic. They're the tastiest, crunchiest, munchiest cereal I've ever laid eyes on.
Oh, thank you. Well, I take a long time to make it, you know, from 3 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m., so... I take a long day to make a cereal bowl, just one bowl.
I heard you're also an actor as well, not just a cereal chef.
Well, you have to be actor somehow. You know, you have to be sometimes strip dancers. You know, have to learn how to do the pole dancing and how to do it. You know, how to entertain to the people. You know, that's a chef is about.
Schickster, what do you think about Chef Kazooie? Should we hire him on for another season of The Breakfast Show?
Well, most definitely. I mean, he's talented. He has bad looks. I mean, good looks. I'm sorry. I did. And he speaks rather simple, you know. Yes, definitely. Yes, I'd put him on.
Are you calling me foreigners?
No, not at all. Actually, Chef Kazooie, we did a show at the Comedy Central stage.
That's right.
And that was the first time that you came to The Breakfast Show. And you really enjoyed the show. And then about 2 weeks later, I saw you at an alley in Little Tokyo by yourself. And you told me you had a deep desire to be a cereal chef. And I felt really bad. And I asked you to, you know, join The Breakfast Show to be a cereal chef. Because the chef at the time was on a vacation. And so
well, yeah.
Now you're here. How do you feel? That's called.
Well, I really thank you, Adamo, because I was out of hope because I was in the alley by myself. I had only knife as a chef. That's my tool. I was evicted by the restaurant. So
wait a second. I'm sorry to interrupt. But are you sure you weren't doing West Side Story? What you were carrying a knife and that kind of frightens me, Adamo.
It's okay, Chickster. I'm pretty frightened too. But actually, he has a great heart. So, Chef Kazooie, tell me more about your lifestyle. Like, what are you gonna do after this podcast? Like, tell me your
after
night. What's your night like? Yeah.
Well, I found a nice bars and downstairs of this building, really nice one. So I'm gonna go and just talk to the people. You know,
mm-hmm.
chit chat.
That's great. I'm sure the kids out there could really relate.
Kids out now here? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
Chickster, what are you going to do after the show?
Well, I'm going to take off my shoes and file down my bunions and, you know, take off my shirt and show my wife my umbilical hernia and have her stand up on the bed and nothing will happen.
Boys and girls, you're listening to the Adamo Podcast. I'm Adamo, and this is Uncle Chickster from The Breakfast Show and Chef Kazooie. We're going to go to a commercial break with Seymour Butts. So take it away, Seymour.
At
Wait a second. Now you know my name is Seymour. Seymour but what is this all about? But.
And we're back. That was Seymour Butts, everybody. Boys and girls, if you're wondering what The Breakfast Show is, it's a live monthly comedy show for children and adults. And pretty much it's based around the spirit of breakfast, the talk show for kids. And we always have enchanted guests from all over the world come on to the show. I interview them. And usually I ask them about cereal, like what's their favorite type of cereal and what they're promoting on my show. And let me tell you, before I used to do The Breakfast Show, I was just working full-time as a cereal mascot artist. And that got really tiring, as I said. And finally, I decided to take a room at Crunch Mountain in the basement and start the talk show, The Breakfast Show. And here we are in studio at Skid Row Studios with Uncle Chickster, I'm Adam O, and Chef Kazooie, everybody. So, Chef Kazooie,
yes?
You don't look like a normal chef. You don't have the appropriate outfit. You're wearing a velvet coat.
Yeah, this is kind of nice way to present the cereal. Cereal is kind of high-end cuisine. So.
Wait, excuse me for interrupting. Do you mind, Kazooie, if I touch your coat?
Well, you can touch me.
Oh, what a lovely feel.
Oh, thank you.
Is this felt by chance?
Well, it is.
It's texturized.
Things get a little weird here at Skid Row Studios. Uh-huh. Especially when my sidekick is kind of flirting with my cereal chef, and we're supposed to be on the same program together called The Breakfast Show.
Yeah,
Well, anyways, boys and girls, we're gonna take a couple. We're going to take a couple phone calls. It looks like somebody's calling us. Hold on. Hello, Adam O, Breakfast Show. I'm going to help you, Daddy O.
Hey, who's this? I'm looking for Adam O. Is this Adam O?
This is Adam O. How may I direct your call?
Fantastic. I'm wondering who I should send the invoice to for the dry cleaning for the vomit on my shirt.
Okay, is this who I think it is? Is this David Lunch, world famous storyteller and my arch rival?
Bingo! In the flesh! Or at least via voice. This is David Lunch. I'm gonna tell you a story, Adamo. You ready? Are you sitting down?
Boys and girls, David Lunch, he's a really nice guy.
It's Tuesday night in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Overcast skies, 62 degrees, humidity in the air, a little moisture, a beautiful night, a perfect night to be playing Scrabble on your cell phone with Robert Blake and brainstorming ideas for what to get Bill Pullman's son for his birthday. You see, Robert Blake doesn't get invited to many birthday parties anymore, but he gets invited to Bill Pullman's son's birthday, so he wants to make a good impression. You know what I'm saying, Adamo?
David, I have no idea what you're saying. This is a show about breakfast, not about David Blake or Robert Blake.
So there's a hiatus in the Scrabble game. I decide I'll turn on the radio for a little inspiration, a little gift-buying inspiration. And what do I find? Your show, Instant Vomit. I'm not exaggerating. I'm listening for 5 seconds, and the throw-up is coming out of my mouth. Now it's on my shirt.
David, that's not very nice. This is our first podcast show ever, and I'm sorry we don't make films as good as you or stories.
Not my problem. Here's what I propose. Fourth caller gets free napkins.
Free napkins? What are you trying to do, stink skin my audience?
Fifth caller gets waffle fries, and the sixth caller gets a $5 voucher off of calamari. See what I'm doing here, Adamo? I'm talking about lunch. That's what you should be talking about, too. It's the most important meal of the day. Lunch. How about a chef's salad eating contest? See, the show's already 20 times better, and I'm not even on it. That's the point of doing radio. You give things away, and you try not to make people throw up. It's simple.
Okay, David Lunch. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hang up on you, unless you want to talk about breakfast.
I'd rather talk about Robert Blake. Or Bill Pullman's son. Your pick, A or B.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Kazooie and Uncle Chickster. Boys and girls, if you're out there somewhere in a dark place right now, I don't blame you. That was David Lunch, and things can get a little creepy sometimes when you have David Lunch calling in and trying to take over the show and turn it into the lunch special with David Lunch. This is the breakfast show, boys and girls. This is not the lunch special, and I'm Adam O, and that's what we stand for, is breakfast and cereal chefs and sidekicks with makeup, and we don't stand for lunch. So if we hear another prank call from David Lunch, you know what to do, boys and girls. Scream really loud. Breakfast!
Breakfast!
Moving right along, boys and girls. Well, today is our first podcast, and we are so honored to have the horse that changed the face of cereal. The woman who made it crunch-tastic. She plays Inky the Centaur in The Breakfast Show. She's from the Enchanted Forest. And boy, am I excited to have her on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Inky the Centaur.
Hey. Oh, hi, thank you. Hello, Adam. For having me on the show today. It's so exciting to be here. But I'd like to make a correction to your statement. You see, you called me a horse, and, well, I'd like to properly announce that I'm a centaur.
Okay, Inky. I'm sorry. I apologize for
you
that.
You see, the fine difference between a horse and a centaur, Adamo, is that I'm half human just like you, although you're not just half human. You're the other half human, too, which makes you both half human, and you're just a human altogether, put upside down and inside out, and there you have it. And I'm not a horse. I mean, I am a horse, but I'm also a human, and together it makes me this enchanted being that, well, isn't exactly so used to being around anymore, but I'm here, and I'm so happy to be here, Adamo. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Oh, thank you. I can't thank you enough for being here on my show. And you know what? Now I know what a centaur is. It's a horse with big teeth.
Oh, Adamo! No! See, you just don't understand, and that's the problem. You see, we're just a misunderstood species. In fact, well, I do have a little bit of horse in me. In fact, I'm half horse, but I'm half human.
Half human and half horse. Uncle Chickster, why are you blushing and not saying a word?
No. I, to be honest with you, I'm enjoying this. Whoa.
Oh, it must... Why, Uncle Chickster, don't be embarrassed. Why, it must be just the enchantment that I bring when I enter the studio.
Well, I'm sorry, Inky, if I'm horsing around, but...
Oh, you said horsing around? What's with it tonight? Why is everyone calling me a horse?
Well, it might be because of those teeth you have in your mouth. Are those real or fake?
Why, they're all by myself made, by myself, by my mother, and by my father in the enchantment of the forest where I come from, and aren't they nice?
They're beautiful. Inky, how old are you?
They're good choppers. I could chop a piece of celery in no time. Would you like to see me chop?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to see you chop a piece of celery.
Oh, I forgot to bring some celery. You don't happen to have any with you here in the studio, do you?
Hold on. We're getting a phone call. Hang tight, Inky.
Hey, David Lunch here. Just wanted
David.
To give you an update, Adam.
No.
I've started smoking again, thanks to your show. Went about 3 years there without a cigarette, but I decided tonight's the night. I can't deal with this stress from this show. It's driving me nuts. Time to start smoking. So I'm going to send you another invoice. This one is for my health insurance premiums. They're surely going to go up. And thank you in advance for paying for them.
Oh, that's great, David. You know what? You're welcome. Real fast, while I have you here. Hey, you like lunch and celery. You know anything about celery? I have Inky the Centaur here at the studio, and she wants a crunch celery with her teeth, and it's a lunch food celery. Do you have any?
You want me to buy your groceries? What's the question here? Celery. You put peanut butter on it. Maybe some raisins. It's delicious. Eat it.
Oh, lunch. Boys and girls, once again, anytime you hear the word lunch, scream, breakfast. Let's try it. Hey, Chef Kazooie.
Yes?
What are you going to eat for your next meal after breakfast?
Celery.
Wait, that's more than what I make a week.
ate last week.
Hey, Chef Kazooie.
Yes.
What's the second meal of the day?
It could be lunch.
Breakfast! All right. Hey, Inky, back at you. Sorry about that. We found you a piece of soap.
You made me hungry, Adam. Oh, I would love a long stalk of celery right about now. Oh, I could just taste it right now. A nice little leaf on the end that has a little tip on top that curls. Oh, that has a nice sun glow to it. You never get what you get in the Enchanted Forest at these shops that they have outside on Studio Row here.
Inky, you're one of my favorites, and sometimes it's hard to understand you, what you're talking about. It's a little different in the Enchanted Forest than it is here at Crunch Mountain and the Cereal Factory here at Skid Row Studios doing the Atomo podcast. But I want to ask you another question, Inky. What is your favorite type of cereal?
Well, Atomo, I'm glad you asked. I like the kind that has the oats in it and the grains in it and the little seeds that get stuck in my teeth a little too often, but I know it's good for my body and my bones and has lots of calcium in it, so I like that stuff. You mush it all together and you crunch it up right away because you don't want it to get soggy. I like to call it crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
That's cool, Inky. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Inky, so what are you up to these days? I mean, are you going to be performing anywhere soon? Because we can't wait to watch you, right, boys and girls? We can't wait to go to one of Inky's shows. When's the next show you're going to be in?
Inky show? You mean my new exercise DVD?
Yeah, your new exercise DVD.
Oh, yeah. I have a new exercise DVD, and it's an Inky Inky bodybuilding video time, and it's available now in stores all over the Enchanted Forest, and it's a good old-fashioned workout to get your body pumping and your iron moving and your abdominals working, and it's a really good time.
That's cool. Me and Uncle Chixer could use a nice workout, right, Uncle Chixer?
Oh, shoe fly, shoe fly.
Okay.
I have a friend named Shoefly.
Oh, why don't you get her a bag of road apples?
Oh, well, she prefers orange blossoms, but I'll see if she'd like to take an apple the next time we go on a walk.
Boys and girls, there's something happening here in the studio between Uncle Chixter and Inky the Centaur. Uncle Chixter can't look at Inky the Centaur in the eyes. And Inky the Centaur, well, she might have the hots for Uncle Chixter.
Well, you see, Adamo, I hope she's not listening to this, but I would get near her, but she has bad horse breath.
What was that? I heard that. Was somebody calling my breath bad? That's not true at all. Why, I use chamomile flower seedlings to freshen my breath every morning.
Oh, Chef Kazooie, get her a bowl of cereal now.
Oh, yeah. Now eat pow.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. Why, I didn't know that you could eat them in midair like that, with a poof. Why, thank you, Chef Kazooie. That's awfully nifty of you. Wow, poof, poof. Oh, got it. Mmm, yum. Crunch.
Hey, knock it off, Jocko. Why don't you send this Inky on a hayride?
Well, Inky, now that you're all pumped up and you're on cereal, why don't you give us a little sample of that DVD? How about your famous song, the Inky Inky song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd love to, Adam. Okay, right now, you sure?
I would love to learn it. And boys and girls, listen up and repeat after Inky.
Well, this is a DVD song. Is that all right, Adam?
Oh, a DVD song's even better. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hit it, boys. Oh, wait. The boys aren't
here with me.
Wait,
one thing. Let me get a glass of water. I'm going to need one for this.
Okay. I'll get going. All right away. 5, 6, 7, 8. First you start to wiggle and you start to count. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you put your two knees inside out. You sway them to the left and you sway them to the right. Left, right, left, right, left. Keep them nice and tight. Now you start to jiggle with all of your might. Oh, no, I messed up, Adam. Oh, it's not jiggle, it's giggle. Okay, I gotta do that line again. Okay, so now you start to giggle with all of your might. Ha, 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 Okay, so this is the next part. So then we're huffing and we're puffing and you huff around, you dance around, and off comes a pound. Huff, dance, huff, dance, shuffle and leap. Huff, dance. You see, it's no good without seeing the movements that go with it, but you could get the vibe from the sound of the vibrations coming from my voice when I'm singing so melodically. Okay, so then you huff around and dance around and off comes the pound, and it's the Inky Inky bodybuilding video time. Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I appreciate that.
Wow, that was amazing, Inky. Oh. Inky the Centaur can be found at The Breakfast Show. The Breakfast Show is live every month. Our next show is going to be at the Hollywood Improv on October 30th, a Halloween special, and Inky the Centaur will be playing Inky the Centaur.
Oh, that's kind of spooky.
That's at 6 p.m. October 30th at the Hollywood Improv, and you can see Inky the Centaur do her song and dance. In fact, you could see everybody there. You could see Uncle Chickster. You could see Chef Kazooie. David Lunch if he's nice. But other than that, oh boy, we have a big show on the 30th at the Hollywood Improv. Yes. Well, boys and girls, every week, since I've been promoting this podcast, the Atomo podcast, I've been putting out feelers to the boys and girls out there listening to this show or wanting to listen to the first episode. And I've got over 100 questions that were sent to atomoserialclub@gmail.com. And if you'd like to submit a question to our guest or to myself, Atomo, feel free to write us an email. This week I've chosen three kids from the good old US of A, and I'm going to read you their questions, and it looks like a couple of them have questions for Inky.
Oh boy.
Wow. Dear Inky, my name is Bobby Carrington. I am 5. I am from Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm a fan of The Breakfast Show and Inky.
Oh, I thank you.
Inky, how do you go to the bathroom as a centaur? I mean, do you sleep on your side or your back, or do you just stand and sleep?
Well, I must say that I'm a little bit shy to answer the first question. I don't know if it's exactly appropriate for, you know, a national broadcast like this. I mean, how do you go to the bathroom? Well, I don't think I'd like to know. Adamo, do I have to answer that question?
Well, it's for Bobby. It's not for me. And I think Bobby wants an answer.
Well, Bobby, you see, going to the bathroom as a centaur is just like going to the bathroom as Bobby. It takes a little time and a little effort and a little direction. You have to know which way to go. And usually it goes from up to down.
Oh, Bobby, I hope that helps you out. And boys and girls, if you don't know what a centaur is, it's a half woman, half horse.
You could be a half man and a half horse, too. And you could still be called a centaur, but I'm a half woman and a half horse.
Okay. Next question. Thanks, Bobby, by the way. Thank you very much. Next question is from Sally Elliott, age 6. Hi, Atomo. I have 2 dads, and they both wear cardigans and wingtip shoes. The kids at school think I'm different. What do I do, Atomo? Dear Sally. Hi, Sally. It's Atomo. It's okay if you're different. In fact, it's okay if you have 14 dads. Everybody's different. And I sincerely mean that. Everybody's different. So I want you to go on the playground and punch everybody in the face for me. Next question. This question is from Ronnie George, age 8, from Poughkeepsie, New York. Dear Inky, my grandfather Bub Goldstein wants to know if you'll do a photo shoot with him at his house in Van Nuys.
Do you mean it? Really? Oh, why, I'd love to. You see, since I've been in Hollywood here, I've been meaning to get my hoof in that ground. Well, I'm serious, Adamo. I'm trying to get my hoof in that ground. just like all the others do around here. Isn't that what they call the walk of fame, right? Well, I got nice hoofs, Adamo. It's true. You could see them, although, well, they're not, well, well, yeah. They're here, believe me.
Chef Kazooie?
Yes?
How do you feel about Inky doing a, a photo shoot?
Well, as I'm sitting next to her, she's very special. Somebody's attracted to her, somehow.
Uncle Chixer, would you do a photo shoot if you were asked to?
Is somebody trying to disturb me? What's going on? I'm counting sheep, not horses.
Something's happening to the network. We're getting. I think it may be a phone. Adamo, breakfast show.
Yeah, what's up, Doc? You were talking to the center. Would you like a carrot?
Well,
wrong call.
Wrong call. Let's try that again. Something's happening here. We're getting a phone call.
I'm so happy to be here, sweetheart. You really are okay. Doing that so well.
Okay.
I wanted to play Mozart, but I'd rather, be with you.
The phone's off the hook. I'm sorry. I have to take the next call. Adamo, breakfast show.
Oh, guess who? David Lunch here, Adamo. Whatever that means. I got a big pitch meeting tomorrow with some investors from Portugal. I was going to tell them about my new film. But you know what? I decided to make an exercise video myself, just like the unicorn you have on the show. And I'm going to call it Breakfast Sucks. And as you might imagine, it involves a lot of throwing up and cigarette smoking. And after week two, you cut someone's ear off and then you throw it in a field and leave it for Kyle MacLachlan to discover.
What are you talking about?
20 pounds lost in 2 weeks of your money back. Click. I didn't actually hang up. I just said click. I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
I'm sorry, Yinky. That's just what's been happening all day. David Lunch keeps trying to take over the breakfast show and turn it into the lunch special. Yinky, you're my favorite centaur, and I want to ask you, how do you keep your fur so white and clean?
Oh, I think it's genetics, Adamo.
Have you ever been in love, Inky?
Why, well, yes, Adamo, I have. I mean, every centaur's been in love. Don't you know? That's what makes us so enchanting.
How old are you?
Why, I don't think we have enough radio time left for me to tell you how many years I have of life with me. I've been around for centuries and ages, and it goes on and on, and I don't think your language is compatible for my age, Adamo. So I just like to say I'm sweet 16-something.
Sweet 16-something. Inky, I really am... I'm really in awe. You're here today. You came all the way from the Enchanted Forest to join me here, the Adamo Podcast. Well,
don't feel obliged by any means, Adamo. I came by my own will.
You did, but it just means a lot. It means a lot to everybody listening that you're here today.
Oh, thank you, Adamo. It makes my journey all the more worthwhile. I appreciate your sentiment.
Thank you, Inky. We'll be right back after this brief message from Uncle Chixer reading the Serial World News.
Hello, my friends of the Breakfast Show, and welcome to radio station KCBN, Serial Breakfast News, walkie-talkie talk radio. This is Chixer, and hello to the media. I'm your announcer. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never made a peep, and Muhammad Ali in the ring didn't even weep, and Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep, and on the freeways the traffic creeps, and the Angelinos beep, bunch of honkies, KCBN, Serial Breakfast News, Flash, this just in,
Battle Creek, Michigan, the famous icons that we know so well, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, found dead. The ironic thing is, they're still looking for a serial killer. From the cereal box to around the globe, I'm very able and capable to pour my own cereal across the table and all over the floor. Earlier today, my chums, we previously previewed a film previously done in the cold city of Beijing, China. And today's question, Adamo, is a real doozy. Sent in to KCBN Cereal Breakfast News by a Mrs. Sarah Hamlin from Echo Park, California. And today's imposing question is this. How do they eat cereal in China? Do they use their hands, Adamo? Do they use their native tongue? What about their nose or their head? Let's find out. Correspondent and host of The Breakfast Show, Adamo, can get us the correct answers. Adamo, this is KCBN Cereal News, walkie-talkie radio, signing off. But before I go, I'd like to ask you, Adamo, just how do they eat cereal in China?
How do they eat cereal in China?
Well, for one thing, I found this out from a Mei Ling Sing of Beijing, China, that sent in the correct answer. And her answer was simple. They use chopsticks. This is KCBN Cereal Breakfast News signing off. Good day, good night, and good riddance.
Amazing. Now from the top.
Now from the top.
I'm joking. That was great. Oh, Inky, how do you feel about Cereal World News with Uncle Chickster?
I'm a little bit mixed up. I don't know. That's a lot of information. I'm not used to news today.
What do you do during your days, Inky? Tell us about a day in the life of Inky.
A day in the life of Inky. Well, I pick a little here and pick a little there and pick a little everywhere, flowers in the fields, and I look at the colors of the rainbow, and I like to go up a creek and catch a dragonfly on my knee and then tell it a story and start to sneeze because too much pollen's in the air this season, but now it's autumn, so there's not too much pollen around, so I'll have to wait till after the winter. I like to sing a lot, and I like to leap in the air like this. And I study arithmetic, too, when I'm counting the sheep in the fields, Adamo. And I have friends, Adamo, and I do have friends. You do believe me, don't you, Adamo?
I do, Inky. And that leads me to what's next. Well, it looks like people are requesting you for birthday parties. I'm checking the email right now, and as people are listening, they're really curious. Would you be interested in doing birthday parties for the boys and girls here?
Doing birthday parties? What do I do for a birthday party, Adamo?
Well, you show up. You give them a little song and dance. And they might give you some cake, Inky.
Oh, I'm not used to that type of birthday party. It's quite different where I come from.
Boys and girls, if you'd like to book Inky for your birthday, just call 1-800.
Sure. Go right
893-9562. That's Inky, the centaur. Inky, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Adamo podcast. You could find Inky at thehappyhappyshow.com. Thehappyhappyshow.com. That's Inky the Centaur.
Well, it's not Inky the Centaur at the Happy Happy Show, Adamo. It's April Hava Shankman, but she's my friend. I just thought I'd say that since Inky's not in the Happy Happy Show. But that's okay. I like the Happy Happy Show. Okay, Adamo, whatever you say.
We're moving this show to Iowa. Iowa. Zoo?
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your final thought?
Final
thought.
It was a great experience tonight, sitting next to Inky, and Adamo, and David Lunch, and great Chickster.
Thanks to Chef Kazooie. Chef Kazooie can be found at Kazoo Nagahama. That's KazooNagahama. Facebook him, Kazoo Nagahama, NagaHama. And of course, wait, we're getting one more. I think, oh God, it's gotta be. I got him. Okay, guys, the phone is, it's coming through. I can feel the network.
Yes! Just remember, boys and girls, by being part of The Breakfast Show with Adamo, you can be something, think something, plan something, do something, create something, complete something out of the ordinary. Yes,
wait,
be original.
We're getting another phone call. And if it's David Lunch, you guys know what to do. Here comes the phone call.
Hello, is this David Lunch?
Robert Blake is crying. Just want to let you know that. The man's been through a lot. He had very little faith left in the human spirit, and your show has crushed any hope he had left in people and in the future of this planet. So, closing thoughts from me. Your show is terrible, but I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Tyler. That's Bill Pullman's son. He turns 12 on Sunday. So, Tyler, I'm sure you're not listening, but just know that somewhere out there someone's thinking about you and wishing you a happy birthday. As for me, I'm going to go take a bath, get nice and clean, and eat 4 cherry pies and try to pretend this never happened. Might throw away the radio, actually. No point in using one knowing that people like Adamo have a radio show. I look forward to taking over your show at some point. Not tonight. I'm too tired. I'm 66 years old. But soon. So, farewell, my friends, and time to eat some pie. Good night.
Good night, David. I'll see you soon, and you'll be a special guest on the show. And you can find David Lunch on YouTube at Not David Lunch. That's YouTube/NotDavidLunch. Other than that, I'm Adam O. This is The Breakfast Show, and we're going to end the show with Chickster's final thought.
My final thought is, whatever you have to do in life, boys and girls, and parents and critters and creatures and hogs and pogs and gophers and mice and chickens and roosters, whatever you have to do, if you have to dig a hole in the ground and peck away and do what the Chickster's done for most of his life, then my golly, you have to get out there and do it, whatever it takes. Whether it's stamina, whether it's using your two, I can't say that on the air, your two front teeth or get the wax out of your ears. Just do it. Do it. Not for the sake of doing it, but because, boys and girls, yes, you can do it.
Woo! And you can find Uncle Chickster on Facebook. You can find Uncle Chickster on Facebook at Chickster Shankman. That's Facebook slash Chickster, S-H-E-N-K-M-A-N. My name's Adam O, and stay tuned for next week with our special guest, Sarah Hamlin, the co-creator and director of The Breakfast Show. And you can find The Breakfast Show on Tumblr, thebreakfastshow.tumblr.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Breakfast Show LA. My name's Adam O. Thanks to Skid Row Studios for having us tonight. Jeremy Hansen, CEO of Skid Row Studios, and every listener out there, oh boy, the show has just begun. Good night, boys and girls, and good afternoon.